Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening, and thank you one and all for being with us wherever you are, whenever you are, because people listen everywhere, all the different ways that you can listen now. It's a wonderful time to be sharing information with people because the technology is amazing. So my guest tonight is Brenda Lanoff, and she has an incredible personal story and is doing some amazing work, and we will be with her in a few minutes after tonight's metaphysical musing. And it really is amusing, tonight, because I've just been kicking around some ideas and looking at grief in a different way. I already look at it differently than many people do, because I think when you're grieving the death of a loved one, it's actually a physical thing. Your cells were energetically connected to the cells of your loved one, and when their body shuts down, literally the energy shuts down and it hurts. And people then tell stories about why it hurts, but the truth is it just hurts, and it's going to hurt until it heals, until it's been long enough that you can relax again after that shock. But there was another thing that came into my mind, and it's not a fully formed thought, so it should be interesting, but I always like talking about these things on the air so I can figure it out for myself. It seems to me that grief, in a way, is a form of gratitude. If you didn't appreciate whatever it is that's gone now, and it could be a transition in your life, a job ended, somebody moved away, you know, almost any life change. And we go through the stages of grieving. You know, first it's like, oh no, I hate this, I don't want it to happen. And then bargaining and all the rest of it. But what we're saying is, I really loved that. That was wonderful. And I really don't want to lose that. And now it's gone. And to a certain extent, oh, poor me, what am I going to do now? Because there's this big space where something I really loved used to be. But when I started thinking about it that way, I realized that I could just focus on the gratitude and the appreciation and realizing how special what was gone really was, and in how much I enjoyed that, how much I appreciated that, and knowing that the way life works is when there's an empty space, something comes into it. So there's another adventure that's going to show up. So I just thought I would pass along this different perspective on looking at loss and grief and seeing it as an acknowledgement of something good rather than seeing it as a terrible thing that you have to resist. Because you get more of what you focus on, and if you energize, oh my God, this is terrible, you will feel terrible for much longer than if you focus on, that was wonderful, I wonder what's going to happen now. So that's tonight's metaphysical musing, and let's talk to my guest, Brenda Lanoff from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, a place that I really enjoyed when I visited there. Good evening, Brenda.
Hi, David.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to just chatting with you for the next hour, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What I always ask is the first question with my guests is, how did your life unfold so that you're doing the amazing work that you're doing? And we'll talk about all the things that you're doing and the modalities that you're using. But how did your life unfold in such a way that you end up doing this healing work?
Well, it's taken many years, decades. It hasn't been an easy journey. And I know for a lot of people, they don't have an easy journey. But my story, this healing work that I'm doing now, it came at quite a huge cost. I grew up on a farm in Alberta, Canada, and we were hardworking people. Throughout the time of my childhood, I found myself very sensitive, and I really judged myself harshly for that, and I didn't know why, and I didn't understand why I was so sensitive, like even to like at the slightest criticism or comment from anybody else in my family, and even the thought of it, the thought of someone criticizing me, it would just make me cringe. And so my role, as for many people, I think we can sort of give ourselves a role in the family. I was like the people pleaser, and I was kind of the one that did all the jokes, and it was I took on the role of taking care of anybody and everybody.
Right.
I was single parent for a while, and of course that, you know, can be tricky when you're having to do it all. I married. Within that time, I worked in the oil and gas industry in Calgary. And so, you know, it was a job that lasted over 3 decades. It provided a nice living for myself and my husband, our blended family. We're able to live in a couple of different countries in the world, Kazakhstan and Bolivia. But
wow.
It was interesting. Yeah, it was just interesting times. But really, it was some really difficult times too, and it affected me on, you know, there were some personal stressors there. And I started having health issues. And really at the beginning of those health issues was my mother, who had died of cancer. So it just seemed like after she had died, my body started going into trauma, and I had honestly one thing happen after the other with my health, you know, endometriosis, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and I kept pushing myself at work, at a job that, you know, it paid me good, but my heart wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the last straw that pushed me more into the healing work that I'm doing now is that I was encouraged to go and see if my right ovary was cancerous. Now, my husband, who's also very intuitive, we are sitting in the car in front of the hospital before I went in for my day surgery, and we both had a really heavy, ominous feeling about the surgery. Now, I've had several before, but this was something was amiss.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I went under anesthesia for this day surgery, quote, they lost me. Mm-hmm. I had a near-death experience. And when I woke up, I was told, well, Brenda, do you know that you had a cardiac arrest? And it was like trying to comprehend what this cardiac arrest could mean. And it was like, no, well, we're going to be wheeling you into the cardiac unit. So what happened? They wheeled me to the cardiac unit, and I'm really bewildered and confused as to what's going on. And that night, about 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm looking at the clock on the wall straight ahead of me, and this woman is standing next to me. And she's leaning over, very, very angelic feel to her. And she said, Brenda, this wasn't supposed to happen. And she's whispering to this to me. And she is so gentle and so sweet. And as I say this, I'm getting shivers through me right now.
Sure.
I never saw her again. The next day in the hospital, it was like somebody turned on a light switch, and the nurses, the staff, they were just so cool and distant with me. I thought, what the heck is going on? I was just in shock. So it was very obviously stressful, and I knew I had changed. And, you know, I didn't have those experiences. You know, people have near death. Maybe they can look down on their body, and I didn't have any of that. But I had ever had changed. Like my heart had changed forever with that. I was so discouraged, but at the same time, I had a rush of energy that just, it really flooded through me, and I felt so empowered. It was like a bear had pounced into my heart, and it's like I heard these two distinctive words, self-empowerment. And I knew that was it. Like, I kept being pushed and being pushed by God to do the healing work. And it was just like, no, I can't. I've got to do what I'm doing and make the money. I can't do this. And it's just like, okay, you're not listening to me. After all you've been through, okay, here you go. Here's a cardiac arrest. Now what are you going to do? So it was after that that I started stepping into my power and my true calling. And that's what I love to do. I work with people around the world on Skype, for most part. And I'm just really empowering them and coaching them as to really take charge. And people are ready to take charge now. We're tired of the establishment. We're tired of the stories. We're tired of the lies. And we want to take some control of our lives. And mm-hmm. So I'm all about handing you over information on how you can start taking control and finding out what particular emotions you're holding on to in your heart. You know, it was interesting. I have to tell this story. Do you remember it was a long time ago, Green Acres, I think that was the name of the show. It really dates me, but we had an acreage outside of Calgary. It was actually a very beautiful area in the foothills of the mountains then. And I would commute into Calgary, which is, you know, a large city, but every day commuting back and forth. And it was after the cardiac arrest when I am outside, and we actually had miniature donkeys. I don't know why we did, but we did. And I am feeding them hay. So I'm feeling like, boy, I'm really into this, you know, country living, and I'm going to feed them hay. And this moose charges me. So if you can envision the size of a moose,
mm-hmm.
and I had such energy in me, is like, how dare you? How dare you charge me? But I'm running into the house, and I slammed the door, and then I got mad. And that was the kind of energy that I had after that cardiac arrest. I thought, how dare you? So I went back outside again, well, which is not probably the brightest thing to do. But I thought, how dare you? So it goes back up into the trees, up in the hill a bit, and I pretended that I didn't see it. So I'm starting to get the hay, pitching the just like in Green Acres, pitching the hay, and I'm going to give it to the donkeys, and it charged after me again. And I thought, okay, Brenda, so I'm running into the house with my pitchfork, slammed the door, and I thought, oh my gosh, Brenda, what are you doing? So it was, I know I was being challenged, and I had another animal that came to our property. This has never happened before, but there was this black bear. And I could see it, like, right from the kitchen window. And I just knew that that was, was for me. And that was having to let go of a lot of fear and really step into my power. So, that was my my moment of awakening. Definitely one of the major ones of having to really step in.
Well, it's for the people that don't have any idea how big moose can be, they don't have any idea what you're talking about.
But moose, I know. They're very,
big.
Very powerful animals.
Yeah, they're not just a horse. They're big.
They're big and nasty. And I had a neighbor tell me afterwards, he said, Brenda, because we were fairly new at this whole acreage living. Mm-hmm. And he says, Brenda, do you know what a moose can do? And I was like, well, no, what can a moose do? Well, Brenda, they can break down the door. They can climb up steps. They can break down a glass patio door. And I was like, really? But that was just that don't mess around with me kind of energy I know that had changed. Like in my heart had changed forever after that cardiac arrest. And I knew, okay, this is, I have to step into this. So I am. I'm just kind of fearless right now. I mean, I obviously have my times, but for the most part, I'm thinking, well, you know, I've made it once, a couple of times actually, near death. So it's like, okay, let's go for it.
Really? Totally. Well, only vaguely related. There was a wonderful video online at one point of a bear coming up the back steps to someone's house. And this older woman comes out and just scolds him like a little kid. And he goes, you know, goes running away. I'm like, yeah, you don't mess with mom.
It does become sort of a mom instinct, I think, doesn't
right.
it? Like, you don't think about things, you just react.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting when we're in that moment of danger, how we are. It really tells a lot about our soul.
Right, right. And obviously, this is not who you were before all your health challenges and changes. So it was a major shift for you.
It was a major shift. I think it was there. It was hidden. I didn't give myself enough credit that it was there. But I think it was always there. But this really pushed it out.
Well, it's the story of walkabout, the story of the big change in a healer's life is always fascinating to me. And I love stories where, you know, we could get into what the meaning of the bear and the moose are because they're very symbolic animals. But, you know, how wonderful is it that you just had that place where you could find out who you were at that moment? It's very cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'm grateful for the time that we had living on the acreage. We're no longer there. And, you know, I went through a lot of grief, and in your musing as to grief is a form of gratitude, I'm grateful for that time. I really am, because it really pushed me out. And I may have continued working in an industry or job that didn't fulfill me. And I'm grateful for that. It's through those dark times that you know, we can really shine, and it does give us an opportunity to grow.
Right. So one of the things that was on your website is that you're a medical intuitive.
Yes.
And which makes perfect sense to me, but why don't you tell folks a little about it?
Well, as a medical intuitive, I check with people as to what their issues are. And, you know, again, we just do that on Skype. So I can intuit if there's some physical issues that are occurring, emotional issues, at a mental level. There's all sorts of levels that I can go and check as to what the issues are. If there's inflammation, congestion, confusion, any of those issues that can create issues further down the road. So it's almost, well, it's really a good preventative measure. You know, I think we need to step more in the preventative work instead of just waiting for things to happen. So if there is some energy that's sitting there within, for example, the neck area, and you can feel it, and you can determine what that's related to. You know, is it related to a misalignment, or are we looking as to perhaps an emotion that's contributing to the imbalance or the pain in the left, in the neck, that could be related to perhaps an imbalanced organ or gland? So, I mean, there's a lot of areas that I can intuit to see exactly, okay, what's going on, and then find out, well, when did this come in? You know, we can, and I know that, as you know, as a healer, that we can bring in so many energies that perhaps are not even ours, but we've taken into our body, and we can inherit so many blockages and false belief systems. And, you know, it's crazy what we can bring in and what we can, and how it affects our body. It blows me away every day when I'm, you know, doing any sessions. And what I love to do as a medical intuitive, I really combine all the different modalities, which I have many under my belt, as many of us do. And then you kind of create your own niche there. But I love to teach how to test. So in my Skype sessions, I'll have somebody working with me because I want to empower them again. You know, so let's muscle test. And, you know, muscle testing has been around forever, and it's used by, you know, a number of practitioners worldwide. So we go ahead and we just muscle test with the subconscious, and that subconscious is like a computer. You know, it holds all sorts of information and find out what is happening. And most people probably know here, but the subconscious is approximately 90%, 10% at a conscious level. So we all have the ability to tap in and find out what's going on. We're all intuitive. It's a matter of really practicing and building up your confidence and doing a lot of it and being committed. And it's so fun to see people getting excited about it. So, for example, if I come up with something like, oh, there's this belief system that you don't deserve to heal, right, and you're holding it within your heart region, if I intuit that information, I am going to have the person also test for a yes and a no. Most of the time, we come up with exactly the same answer. Then that empowers the person, like, oh my gosh, that's true, I do. And so it's just not me saying, okay, this occurred and this is happening. I get them really involved so they can feel it and then take some ownership responsibility to start working on these issues that are coming forward.
Sounds like a wonderful way to work. And I looked at your list of modalities, and some of them I'm familiar with. So when we come back from the break, we can talk a little bit about the different things that you do. I met Brad Nelson at one point. And
yes.
So I'm familiar with his stuff, which is really wonderful work. He's been on the show.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that people know where to find you online. What's your web address?
My web address is Whispering, so whisperingenergetic.ca.
And it's not .com because you're in Canada, so it's .ca.
Correct.
And you mentioned that you had something you wanted to give to the listeners.
I do. I have this 20-minute spot reading, and for anybody that's listening to David's show, that value is $49, and I'm going to be gifting that. So that gives you an opportunity to find out exactly what I'm talking about and if this feels right for you. So, yeah, $49, and we can discuss what issues are bothering you. And then I can show you, and especially if you're on Skype, and it does work out really well. And if you're not, that's okay too. But if you can, it's beautiful because I can open up some information for you to follow along with, and we can kind of see what's happening, if this perhaps is an issue or that's an issue. So we can do what we can do within 20 minutes.
Cool. Is that link short enough to mention it now, or do we need to put it on?
Well, I'm just going to have people, because this is a special, I'm going to have people just go ahead and email me.
Okay, great.
So the email address is lainoffbrenda@gmail.com. So that's spelled LAINOFBRENDA. the number 4, the number 9, @gmail.com.
Fantastic. I suggest everybody that is even just a little curious, take advantage of that and get some information you wouldn't have had otherwise. Check out what Brenda can tell you. So we're going to be going to the break for a few minutes. We will be back shortly, unless, of course, we get taller. And when we come back, we will talk about all the modalities that you use and what else you're doing. My guest tonight is Brenda Lanoff from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And after the break, we're going to hear a whole lot more about her work. This is David Franklin Farkas on the Farkas Files here on Empower Radio. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg.
Ha ha, I win.
Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What did he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with my guest, Brenda Lanoff. And let's talk a little bit about all the amazing modalities that you use. I kind of mentioned Brad Nelson's work because I had met him. Might want to tell people a little bit more about that because that's amazing stuff.
Yes. I'm a certified body code and emotion code practitioner for probably about 7 years now with Dr. Nelson.
Wow.
And I was one of the first ones, I believe, as a body code practitioner. And I got to meet him a few times in Toronto, Canada, and then in Utah. And actually, just recently, I self-healed with Bell's Palsy. And they put my story in the website, Dr. Nelson's website, healerslibrary.com. Yes. It was quite the story. I did a whole video series on YouTube. I put myself out there again with Bell's Palsy. It just came on, honestly, within the last 2 months, less than 2 months. And I healed within 13 days.
Wow. So tell people a little bit about how that method works, because it's an amazing process.
Well, it is muscle testing, as I mentioned before, so we can check in. Everybody can do this, but learn to muscle test as to the subconscious, which, again, about 90%, conscious on to 10%. And you muscle test, this is a form of kinesiology, and you can find out exactly what is your subconscious holding on to. So it's very, very cool. What happens is that when we have some trauma that comes into our life, for example, the cardiac arrest that I went through, mm-hmm. that trauma can be held actually in my heart region. So I can find out, is that the only trauma, or is there something else that's going on by muscle testing? Now, there's various ways of doing that where you can check in with your subconscious, but there could be some actual earlier trauma. I might have inherited some trauma. It might have been trauma that I picked up from somebody else. It's not even mine, or within the womb, or a preconception.
Right.
So there's all these emotions, like 60-plus emotions that you can check on and find exactly when it came in, when it occurred, and is it affecting that area. So I gave an example of the neck. The work kind of really can really blend and assist one another. So, yeah, it's fabulous. It's fabulous work that he does, and how he's really spreading the word, and for people to start working on themselves. Yeah, one of the things I love to work on is the heart wall, obviously, again, the cardiac arrest association to the heart, because the heart wall, you know, is trapped emotions. And a trapped emotion can be like this energy, and it's been described different ways, but say approximately the size of a baseball, the size of a cantaloupe, and it can come in and into our body. Unless we normally release that energy, it can get trapped and lodged. Then it can create inflammation, congestion, confusion, all this stuff that then can create physical issues,
right.
Emotional issues. So I love to look at the heart wall. We can literally put a wall up around our heart, like even like 12 feet in diameter. And it's when we check into the heart that gives us, that's our best access to intuition. So the heart wall is really, really important to look at. And when people find out, okay, what is the trapped emotions that are, you know, contributing to my heart wall, they definitely feel lighter. It's almost like a guarantee that the depression can lift. We can get a heart wall from a divorce, losing our job, being fired for so many reasons.
Right.
And we put it up because, okay, I'm not going to get hurt again. Nobody's going to hurt me. So we put up this wall. And when we find out, okay, well, what's going on? Because if you have this heart wall, it can really create physical pain, not just emotional, like a heartache, but actual physical pain. So it's really important to get at the, you know, trapped emotions, the heart wall emotions that are contributing to so many problems that we have. I've been actually working with the cancer coach, Bill Henderson, for many years now. And he's also has worked with Dr. Bradley Nelson. I've done a lot of work with Bill. So that's been a lot of my clients with cancer. And it's just not limited to cancer, but I think because of my own background with my mother died, but I feel like that's part of my journey is to help people Mm-hmm. And it's not that by doing this work that's going to cure them, but I'll tell you what, when you start clearing out emotions and these false belief systems that are in the way, it's amazing what comes out, and it's amazing how it can help your immune system increase. How your pH level can go up to a more alkaline level because you're getting rid of all this acidic thoughts and emotions. So there's so many areas that you can really look at. So you've done a lot of work with cancer. And again, that's not saying that by doing this is going to cure the person. I would never, ever, ever say that. But I do believe at the bottom of my heart that it's helped people kind of turn that corner a bit when they get the hope. They get hope. They go, okay, that's what that is. So that's what happened. That's why I'm feeling the way that they do. I do. And then that can just start the incline as to the whole healing process.
Right. Well, I always say even a doctor can't tell you what the outcome of a treatment's going to be. They only can tell you what's happened in the past. So you try what you try, and based on how things unfold, you then do the next step. So this kind of work is not very different from medical treatment in that way. But yeah, the emotion code work and the heart wall is just amazing work, a very powerful work. I'm glad you're helping people with that.
Yeah, it's been many years now I've been doing that. And, you know, sometimes what you need to do, you might need to, perhaps within a session, you might, if somebody's in trauma, perhaps you do need to do a little bit of EFT tapping. You know, so there's a lot of different things that you can incorporate. What I really like about what Dr. Nelson's done, you know, he's got his heart in the right place. He's created a system that you can follow along, and you can test as to different areas. So it could be you have a misalignment. It could be there's a pathogen. There's just so many areas that you can check into. It's amazing. So it's a whole map. And I worked with hundreds of clients now, and just intuitively you could just move along quite quickly. What's happening. One of the areas that I love, that I'm really excited about now, is the whole abundance. So yes, sure, we have the health, but we need abundance mentally, we need abundance emotionally, and that's such a big word now because I think it's really, again, needed just as much as self-empowerment. It's all correlated. So I'd love to check, is that what's blocking you from having abundance of health? What's blocking you from having an abundance of something that you would love to do, but you have fears in the ways, blocks in the ways. So let's just check to see what is contributing to that scarcity mindset, lack mindset, and move that more into an abundant mindset. There's all ways that we can go and look at things. What I do find interesting, no matter how you come at it, it always comes down to physical issues. So, you know, you could start with somebody and work with them as to a block, as to perhaps finances, but most likely you're going to find a physical issue that's related to that. Underneath that is the emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't matter at what angle you want to come at things. It's always going to come down to emotional. You know, just recently, because I had this Bell's palsy, and nobody's ever heard of it before because I have never had a client with Bell's palsy. I didn't know what the heck happened. I literally woke up. I'm just trying to think here. It must be about 6 weeks. Now it's just like a distant memory. And thank goodness I put it on YouTube because you wouldn't even know I had it. But I woke up and half my face felt really weird. And I looked in the mirror and my whole mouth was crooked. And I couldn't close my eye. And I thought, oh my God, I've had a cardiac arrest. A stroke. I mean,
yeah.
Because of the cardiac, this is where my mind went. And it was like, oh, I can't believe it. Now what? You know?
Right.
So I went into the walk-in clinic, and he said, no, I don't think you've had a stroke. I think it's bowels. And it was like, what the heck is bowels? So I'm looking at it, and I thought, well, I'm going to go on YouTube, where everybody goes these days, and I'm checking on YouTube. And I see quite a few young people talking about bowels. There's no mention about the emotional aspect.
Right.
So I thought, Brenda, you're not going to hide from this. I refuse to, just like with the moose. I refuse to hide. And so it's like, no, I'm going to do it. And whatever comes out of it, comes out of it, because I am not going to. So I did my YouTube on Bell's Palsy, Brenda Lainoff, and there I am. Halfway through, then I just broke down. But my video was actually to the Body Code practitioners that were in a Facebook group, and I just wanted to share. And I told them, you know, I'm on this journey, and I'll keep you informed as I go along. And then it was so cool because I had so many people email me, Brenda, can I help? Brenda, can I help? It was like, really? And I'm not used to that. I'm the one that gives. And it was a lesson for me to receive.
Right.
I'm not good at receiving. And it was like, Brenda, you receive. And there was no strings attached. And wow, was that empowering. I was working with people from the UK, United States, Canada, Australia,
yep,
and Ireland. It was amazing. So through the videos, I have like five of them there. I woke up. There was one. I think it's video three. Like I woke up. I had my iPad, and I had to get on my iPad. I had no idea what time it was. You know, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. It was like, okay, this is when things happen. This is when you get those inspirations, when the healing comes in. And I was going through a healing crisis.
Right.
And I was connecting the dots of all the work and the people I've been talking to, all the emotions and blockages, and it was going back to at least to the age of five. And how I had taken on somebody else's humiliation where they lost faith.
Wow.
I know. So this is the epiphany that I had at 3 a.m. So here I am shooting my, you know, video in the dark and saying, hey, this is in the dark. I'm really groggy because I've been on lots of prednisone. But, you know, here I am and this is what's happening. And then, you know, you go through the healing sweat. And then it was like not that many days later. And honestly, I'm looking really good. You'd never know. So I'm excited about it, and I thought, okay, that's part of the story that I need to share about the connection between emotional and physical. So I shared it with Dr. Bradley Nelson, and they put it on just a few days ago on their website as to my story. So, yeah, I'm quite pleased about it, and I'm proud of myself. I'm proud that I was able to not hide out from it. And I want to share it with these, you know, with so many people. Now, when I mention it, you know, within the Bell's Palsy group, you know, I don't want to sound like a salesperson, I guess, you know, like I'm conscious of that, but I want to give them hope at the same time. And a lot of them are just not aware, and really young people, but they're just not aware of the emotional aspect. So I hope that people do you know, email me. I'm happy to share the information of what I've learned and how I know without a doubt that I healed from that, from all the emotional work. I did, yes, I had some prednisone, and that definitely helped me, but I do know the emotional work was a major contributor.
Yeah, it's amazing how things can be turned around by working with the emotional content rather than just the physical. And congratulations. That's amazing. It's wonderful that you have that confirmation and you can share it with people, but how wonderful is it that you don't have to go through more of the palsy? So that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
The other thing I wanted to mention, I don't know if you've seen the science that has been done about the DNA changes that carry trauma from one generation to the next. They've been able to track it back at this point, two generations. It was work that started with the children of Holocaust survivors. But they've done it with other people at this point, and they can track changes in sperm from generation to generation that have to do with trauma to the grandparents.
I have seen articles on that. I'm so glad that's coming forward. Mm-hmm. Do you know Greg Braden?
Yep.
Yeah. So he's bridging the science, you know, between the spiritual and, I guess science, but it's really giving us information to show people the proof. And so that's the type of thing that we need to see. When I am checking, absolutely, you can have trauma stored in the DNA of the cells. I can go back many generations.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I know lots of people that do shamanic work that will track back on a lineage to find the original trauma.
Absolutely. You know, talking about shaman work, one of my first introductions, I was living in this, probably I was living out in the country, as I mentioned, was backing onto native land. And we had a sweat lodge not that far from where we lived. Very healing energies there. It was a very nice vortex energy. And I had met a shaman, and he said, well, you know, I'd like to do a soul retrieval for you. And he knew the area that I lived in, and so he came over, and we did this soul retrieval. And, of course, I just loved it. And since that time, I've been in Arizona. I've had soul retrieval work done. And, there's just so many areas that we can tap into. It's whatever we're attracted to. So you may be attracted to the emotion code and body code taught by Dr. Bradley Malson. You may be attracted to EFT, and there's so many multitude of modalities, and you have to go with what you feel comfortable with, because not everybody's going to be attracted to the same thing or to the same person.
Right.
So
especially
work.
In shamanic work, there's so many different ways that things are done, and each practitioner develops their own version of it. So, but the work, you know, soul retrieval is very much like the emotion code, in that you're looking for an unresolved emotion, usually further back than this lifetime, and going back to that point and dealing with that emotion at the point that it happened. So
exactly.
Yeah,
and I definitely do that, and and some people don't believe in previous times, and that's fine. You can maybe just call that preconception or inherited, but I go back as far as I need to go back and into it, and that vision that comes to me. Right. So I always call in the help of my angels too. It's just not me doing this. So, and, you know, angels are assisting God, calling them in. So when we do a clearing, I douse as well. So, you know, we're clearing that energy from where it, from whence it came in to the present. And you want to clear us to the future too. So there's all this energy throughout time and space in all directions that you can clear to the present. And it's amazing, because it could be something that you think is relevant that affected you this lifetime, but when you're working and we can test together, people get really excited about this, because the time that I get to that point, they're already muscle testing with me. So it's really fun, because I'm pretty good at picking up what's happened, and then I have them, okay, I check in. Is your body going forward for a yes, back for a no? And most of the time it's like, yeah.
Right.
And it's like, it just resonates. So it's right down to their bones. It's just like, yes, this resonates. It feels right. I've always had this kind of vague feeling. I didn't know why. So when it resonates with you, you know that you hit the bell.
Right. Right. It's wonderful work, and incredible results that people can get by working that way. But not what the medical model is focusing on. I want to make sure that people have that email address so they can take advantage of your offer and check in with you and get that free session. So how do they do that?
Yeah, so I also want to mention that I do, if you opt in on my website, or when you opt in on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca, because it's in Canada, you opt in, I send out a newsletter where I do live on-the-spot clearings. So you have an opportunity to call in. If you have that pain on the left side of the neck that I've mentioned, perhaps we can see what's going on and you can work with me. So I give people an opportunity to learn to test with me, and it's working out very well. So when you opt in at whisperingenergetic.ca, you will be on my newsletter list. And for anyone that's listening to David on the Falcon Files, you receive a complimentary 20-minute spot reading, value $49. And you, what you need to do for that is actually just email me, because this is a special. It's not going to be on my website. So email me at layingoffbrenda49@gmail.com. spelled LAIONOFBRENDA, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com.
Fantastic. So we just have a couple of minutes. It's always amazing how fast the hour goes by. Is there anything else that you want to leave people with so that they, what do you want them to have in mind when they think of your work?
I want them to realize that this isn't just for a few people that are doing this work. You know, we're at a time now that we have to take our power back. We've been feeling very disempowered. So let's grab onto our own inner power. You have every right to have that power. And the old ways are no longer acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to step into it and enjoy it. It's not like this is having to go to the doctor and sitting in the waiting room. You get to enjoy the process, and it's fun.
Yes, absolutely. And love that we're leaving people with the idea that all this is fun. Brenda, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to connecting in future.
Great. Well, if you'd like to chat, stay on till we're off the air. My guest tonight is Brenda Lanoff from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And thank you so much for sharing your wonderful work with us. It's just fascinating.
Thank you. Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome. Thank you. And if you're curious about who is this guy, David, and what in the world does he do? You can go to househealing.com, and Cleverly Hiding in Plain View on the contact link is every way I could think of getting in touch with me, including a scheduling calendar. I do a free 20-minute assessment of whatever's going on with a person, place, situation, business, and we can see how my work might be helpful to you. If you want more information about the show, we're hiding that in plain view at thefarkasfiles.com. And that's the entire archive of the show going back now 5 years. Can you believe it? So there are hundreds and hundreds of conversations and interviews with amazing people. And I encourage you to check that out. And now we have the easiest way in the world of doing that, which is the Empower Radio mobile phone app. So go to the appropriate app store for the flavor of phone you have, search for Empower Radio, install that, and you can just click on any of the shows. And there are shows 24/7 on Empower Radio. Wonderful, wonderful stuff, including this one. And when you click on the show, you get the entire archive, and you can choose any show and listen to it on your phone. We're also on almost every streaming media outlet. TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes podcasts, so it's really easy to find both Empower Radio and the Farkas Files and listen at your convenience. And I know people are doing that because I get contacted from people all over the planet, either asking me to do something, you know, they want to find out about my work, or they have a question. And the first thing they say is, I've been listening to you for a really long time. And yet it's just feels so good to know that we're having an effect on people's lives and people are out there listening. Very exciting. So we've done it again. And until next week, thank you one and all for hanging out with us. This is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Have a fantastic week.